Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse number 27, Thanksgiving on Thursday, by Mary Pope Osborne, read by the author.
Thanksgiving on Thursday. Chapter 1. What feast?
"Come on," said Annie. She stood in the doorway to Jack's bedroom. "Let's check the woods."
"But it's Thursday," said Jack. "We're going to Grandmother soon."
"I know," said Annie. "But I have a feeling the treehouse might be back. I think Morgan might have sent us a new rhyme."
Jack trusted Annie's feelings. "Okay, but we'll have to be quick," he said. He threw his notebook and pencil into his backpack. He followed her downstairs. "Be back soon," Jack called to their parents. "Very soon," their dad said.
"Don't forget, it's Thursday," said their mom. "We're leaving for Grandmother's at 9.
"I know," said Jack.
"We'll be back in 10 minutes, said Annie.
They hurried out of their house. They ran across their yard and up their street and into the Frog Creek woods. Jack and Annie ran through light and shadow until they stopped under the tallest oak.
"Yay," said Annie.
"You are right," said Jack.
High in the tree was the magic treehouse. Jack grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Annie was right behind him. They climbed into the treehouse. Sunlight slanted in through the window.
"Good. Our gifts from our last trips are still here," said Annie.
She pointed to the scrolls from Shakespeare's theater and the twig from the gorillas.
"Proof we found the magic of the theater and the magic of animals," said Jack.
"Look,"
said Annie. She pointed to a book lying in a dark corner.